turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 26. Let's begin reading at verse 1. We're going to read down to verse 4, then we're going to read verse 12 and through 14. Genesis chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. So there had been a famine when Abraham was there. Now there's another famine. And guess who's in the land? His son. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. How many of you know it's important that you obey God? That you hear God in this season. See, you got to hear God when it comes to your money. And not just what's being said. God's economy is so far greater than the world's economy. You got to hear God telling you how to use your money. Where to go stay. What to buy. Those of you looking for a house, trust God. Don't pay attention to what they said, how the houses are. Your God is greater than this economy. He either going to give you more money or he going to make the price come down. Whatever, don't make no difference. He got a house for you. Amen? You need a car, the same thing. They say they're not making a whole lot of, they're not making gas cars anymore. Right. Mm-mm. You need a car? Believe God. It said there was a famine, and the Lord told him where to go. Said the Lord told him where to go. He says, sojourn in verse 3 in this land, and I will be with you. Now, that's key, because God only promised him to be with him where he sent him. That tells me you can't tithe and give anywhere, everywhere you think. You got to know where God telling you to put your money, because that's where the promise for your money to get a harvest. And unto that seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. He says, now I'm going to keep my part as long as you go into the right place and you do exactly what I tell you to do. Look at verse 4. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. He told Isaac the same thing he told his daddy. All he's doing is reminding Isaac, the blessing is on you. The blessing I gave your father is on you. If you follow what you're like your daddy, the same, said the same. The same blessing will work in your life. Let's stop trying to reinvent what God has already performed and done. Let's stop trying to just follow through in obedience. Look at verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land. When did he sow? In the time of famine, when it looked like everything was short. Right now, it looks like we don't have enough of anything if you let the media tell you. Everything is drying up. Companies going out of business. Food shortages. The Bible says, sow. This is not a time for you to hold your giving back. You just got to know where to put it. Because guess what he said? And Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year, said the same year, 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Oh, now that's greater than great. Very great is greater than great. How many of you know that? So that means he wasn't just rich. He was very rich. He got so rich that he made his enemies afraid of him. Verse 14 says, for he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. They were jealous of him. They were afraid. Why? He was gaining, because they over there suffering. But he was prospering. Right in the midst of a famine, God will send an oasis. Right in the middle of a desert, what looked like nothing should grow, God will cause you to flourish. You got to trust him. Obey him in tithing and giving. He'll always bring you out. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet.